profile of the trainer. Training on new waiter skills begins. A trainer enters the room and after a moment, the group's attention is focused only on him. He has a difficult role to fulfill. He should pass new knowledge and learn new skills. But this is not the end. If he conducts training for waiters, he must turn out to be a high-class specialist in this profession, use professional language, and present desirable behavior in his work. While conducting the training, you are constantly monitored and evaluated. It's always easier to watch and evaluate someone other than yourself, and the participants of the training focus on you. Therefore, before you act as a trainer, be prepared for it. Even though you can set a table or choose a wine for a dish without any problems, before you are in front of the training group, carry out your own self-assessment. Think about whether it is high or low. It's best to note the features that describe you, but will the same be seen by others? It depends on many factors, including the social environment, that is, your group and the conditions in which you meet, and the combination of external circumstances. Remind yourself of your experience as the participant in various courses. What did you like about the trainers and what did you not? Perhaps the image of the trainer, the master in your eyes, is slightly different from that of other people. However, some desirable characteristics of the representative of this profession are repeated. He should act so that the learners will perceive him as a competent, trustworthy person engaged in what he says and does. Also, he is friendly to them and he allows them to master their vocational skills. He is a kind and open person, able to admit his own imperfections and help solve problems arising during the training. The first 20 minutes of classes with listeners are of great importance. Pay attention to the look that is so important to the trainer and the waiter. Clothing should be discreetly elegant, showing that you are treating others seriously. Aesthetic hairstyle, clean and neat hands, speak smoothly and clearly. Direct your message to the participants, not to the wall or a screen. Do not just talk, but also watch and listen. Control your body language, posture, movements, and facial expressions. Your speeches should be specific, factual, and understandable. Refer to situations known to the waiters from their work. Explain, but do not protect yourself from humor. Have you ever met with the evaluation of yourself which you think is harmful? Why did this happen? Make yourself aware of how best to use your abilities to create and master the art of conducting classes perfectly.